placing cash, checks, and credit cards. With new personalized 666 barcode system were implemented, peace and order began to be re-established. Now, in tonight's program, our great world leader unveils stage two of his plan for the perfect world. The amazing new 666 biochip implant, guaranteeing you physical health and spiritual well-being at the punch of a computer key, plus the guarantee of lifelong security within the new 666 world order.
Watch out for 666. Watch out for 666.
In a vision of the future, I saw in a vivid dream that the hour is soon coming when men will become machines. A new one world order will rise and then demand that all the world's people receive their scientific brand. I saw a tiny pre-program, computer chip so thin, implanted in men's foreheads, underneath their skin.
All right, we are radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, January 30th, 2022. Mr. Producer, there's a couple more minutes I wanted to play from where you paused it, and then we'll move on. Go ahead and resume. It gets
big
really
mystery. Just because every mother of a baby born with two thumbs where an arm should be had taken thalidomide for morning sickness does not mean that thalidomide caused these babies to be born this way. Mm-hmm. Trust the science. Did you know that on average, around 4,500 drugs and devices are pulled from U.S. shelves every single year? That's 45,000 a decade, just in the U.S. alone, not even the world. And all of them were initially approved to be there and found out later to be unsafe after being tested on the guinea pigs, you. Now, do you see why iatrogenic death is the first leading cause of death in Western nations? Iatrogenic does not mean quack malpractice. It means your doctors did exactly what their medical schools and pharmaceutical reps instructed them to do, and instead of curing you, they killed you. Have you not even noticed that your own trusted doctors and nurses are happy to inject you with deadly COVID vaccines, but have all quit their own high-paying, secure jobs when they themselves are being forced to take the exact same injections? They seem to care about their own health, but do they care about yours?
So the current situation is this. If you have COVID and you end up in the hospital, you're put on a rigid protocol, and there's high mortality rate in the hospital, and your family is kept in the dark as to what's happening. So what's going on here? Number one, the CARES Act is providing bonus payments to hospitals whenever you have a diagnosis of COVID. And then number two, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services is waiving patient rights. This is a deadly combination. So here's what happens. You get a payment because you offer a free COVID test in the emergency room. You get a boost payment if you have a diagnosis of COVID. Number three, you get another bonus payment if you are admitted with COVID. Number four, you get another bonus payment if you're put on remdesivir. Number five, another bonus payment if you're put on a mechanical ventilator. Number six, another 20% bonus if The diagnosis on your death certificate says COVID, even though you may not have died from COVID. And then number seven, there's bonus payments to coroners. Do you understand the gravity of what's happening right now? The Biden administration is literally paying hospitals to kill you. To kill you. That's what's happening. This is terrible. We need to stop that. These are real human lives we're talking about. They're priceless. It's estimated at about $100,000 per patient is what the hospital is getting. Think about that.
Delgado states that this is why they believe so many athletes are suffering from arrhythmias when they have increased cardiac activity, causing the fainting, blackouts, and syncope from inadequate flow of blood to the brain, possibly linked to unexpected sudden death. We need to point out that the report of Dr. Paolo Campra was closely examined and challenged by German doctor Andreas Nowak before his mysterious and sudden death a few days after his video went viral, challenging that it is a much more deadly and dangerous graphene hydroxide, not oxide, that are in these injections. Dr. Nowak described how Dr. Campra studied the vaccines for the presence of graphene oxide by using micro-Raman spectroscopy, as seen here, which studies the vibrational modes of molecules and is commonly used in chemistry to provide a structural vibrational fingerprint by which molecules can easily be identified. He stated that two of Campra's frequency bands are important. They show that it is not graphene oxide, but rather graphene hydroxide that Dr. Campra found in the vaccine vials. Graphene hydroxide is monolayer or one single layer activated carbon. There are C6 rings that Dr. Campra found in all of the samples, meaning every corner of the molecule is a carbon atom. If it is 50 nanometers long, then there are 500 C6 rings in a row, not stacked since it is a monolayer. So though this structure is 50 nanometers long, it is only 0.1 nanometers thick. To put this in perspective for you, a centimeter is less than a third of an inch. A millimeter is 1/10 of a centimeter, the smallest measurement on your ruler. That tiny millimeter broken down is a million nanometers. And so a 50 nanometer long piece of graphene hydroxide is 0.0005 millimeters. And it has an edge 0.1 nanometers thick, the size of one so-called theoretical atom, or the very tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tippy-tip of a razor blade, only detectable by micro-Raman spectroscopy and zero coroner autopsy. Unlike graphene oxide, graphene hydroxide is extremely stable. They make brake pads out of it. It is not biologically decomposable, so the body cannot break it down with enzymes, parasites, and antibodies. These nanoscale structures can best be described as tiny razor blades. These razor blades are injected into the body, nanoscale tiny razor blades, only one atom layer thick, relatively wide and stacked high. They are razors, not biologically decomposable. The OH hydroxy groups can split off a proton. When split off, they gain a negative electric charge spread out over the whole system. So it is basically an acid. It suspends well in water because of the negative charge. So these razor blades spread evenly and uniformly throughout the liquid blood. This is basically Russian roulette. You can see it very clearly in this woman. It cuts the blood vessels. The blood vessels have epithelial cells as their inner lining, and the epithelial layer is extremely smooth like a mirror and is cut up by these razor blades. That is what's so dangerous. If you inject the vaccine into a vein, the razors will circulate in the blood and cut up the epithelial lining. The thing is that toxicological tests are done in petri dishes, and toxicologists will not find these nano-sized particles there. These are the sharpest imaginable structures because they are only one atom layer thick. This is a huge molecule which is extremely sharp.
Blood vessels all over my body. So I have some here.
All right, we're going to go ahead and stop it there. But it gets into all of these alleged people in the mortuaries. And, you know, I could play this for a long time. It's definitely worth watching the whole thing. But people in these mortuaries, we've seen this floating around this week where they're finding all of this blood that's just like rubber-like blood and so forth and so on in all these people's veins and arteries. It's really disgusting looking stuff, and you'll see it on that video. We got a couple callers on the line. We're gonna go ahead and roll through real quick. Keith on line one. Keith, what's happening?
Hey, Robert, good show tonight. Hey, I just wanted to take your mind back a couple years here. You remember those shadow cities that China was building over in Africa, and that was based, and I did some reading years ago, and this was about 11 years ago when the U.S. was invading Libya over there with NATO.
Yeah.
And it was based on a 3,000-year-old calendar that the Chinese had about, as you mentioned, this Maunder Minimum type stuff there, how the Earth's climate changes and stuff. And that, and this was probably why Gaddafi, who was also, you remember the warning that Gaddafi said that they'll give you the disease and then give you the cure for it. I'm sure you've seen that. Anyway,
he basically prophesied the complete invasion of Europe if they took him out. Yeah.
Right. And of course, remember NATO's first target was the GMR, which was a great water project over there, which was turning the whole of North Africa into an oasis here, you know. But anyway, there was that one. I'd sent Rivero a video clip of those pills that were being opened up, and Mike said, "Oh, it's bogus," you know. But there's another video from Pfizer there where they're actually talking about these new pills that when you swallow them, they will send instant data through the cloud. Of course, now you have to ask, how is the cloud getting that information? And it will tell whether or not you took the tablet or not, because it detects certain stomach acids and stuff like that, which, you know.
Yeah, well, remember Regina Dugan from Motorola and Google, and she was sitting there bragging about the wearable tattoos, the authentication pills and all that, and that, like, kind of a TED Talk atmosphere. And that was back in 2012. Yeah. Yeah,
and remember they were doing that with cereal for kids, where they were getting used to these tattoos and you can with your phones. But anyway, there was an interesting video I watched. It was on a Chinese like quick stop stores where you just put your phone up to the store door. The store is unattended. It's like a quick stop, and you go in there and you just put your stuff down on the table. It doesn't. I mean, you're not scanning it through nothing. You just put it down, and it automatically rings up what it is. So you do your quick pay through Apple Pay or whatever like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you try to take anything out of the building, the door won't unlock. But they were intrigued about that process there. And so he took a couple of the products over to a friend's house or a shop that did that. And they tore apart those labels and stuff and found these little bitty antennas in there that went, they go through an RF field, and they then start to activate. So
remember Walmart and all them were going to start with tagging the clothes with all kinds of RF stuff and everything, you know, these, so it's
all right.
Nuts.
So and then the other one I want to tell you about was I do some work or I help out a friend here over in Spain who writes articles there about the Ukraine and stuff, but very good articles. I'll send you one of them. But anyway, I was looking up some information for him there, and what it dealt with was the 2003 invasion of Iraq and the U.S. Seizing the fertilizer plants over there. Yeah. And in my research, I found out that there's actually an executive order for national security that the U.S. can actually invade to secure bat guano. I couldn't believe that. But anyway... And looking up that stuff, I wanted to give him that link that I had years ago, and I couldn't find it, but I couldn't believe how much fertilizer the United States is actually going after in Afghanistan. They're talking about 80 tons here, and I mean, it's all over the place. Like, they're really storing up fertilizer. And remember Kissinger's NSSM 200, which was a depopulation agenda for Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
And whenever you see these videos of, like, Saudi Arabia flooding or something like that, the minute the desert gets any water, it just absolutely turns green. Well, fertilizer, green, rain, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And one other thing I wanted to tell you about is, you mentioned that CMS insurance stuff. I have been faced with 5 years of this hell from this post office surgery I went through. And I was trying to get some pain patches to kind of alleviate the pain like that, because they only give you so many oxys a day and stuff like that. But I got turned down. However, the same insurance company, that CMS, sent me a thing that says, I am qualified to get my Pfizer and Moderna boosters.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh.
Yeah.
So they're going to be showing you how they think of everything. But anyway, I just want to add that to your show there, but good show, okay?
All right. See you, man. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Chance, what's up with you, Chance, out in West Virginia?
Yes. Hello, Robert. I'm so sorry to hear about your daddy's passing. I want you to know I've been keeping you in my prayers, brother. I know what it's like. I've experienced it so many times. Unfortunately, I'm becoming accustomed to death. All my entire family has passed away. But
Guess what, Chance? Yes, I'm the last pure blood in my family that I know of.
Me too. I'll keep you in my prayers, brother. The reason I called, Robert, is you mentioned about North Africa and the fertile plains of the desert. If I'm not mistaken, if you think back, I've heard Dane Whittington mention this.
Yeah.
He mentioned also how the more fertile areas of the earth will be, if I'm not mistaken, he mentioned North Africa, the deserts of Africa. So when you brought that up earlier, you know, it triggered a, you know.
Well, think about this. An area right now that is a desert, if we go into a solar minimum slash kind of like an ice age for Europe and a lot of North America, then those areas are going to become mild and balmy and ready to produce, you know, like this was the breadbasket of the Roman Empire at one time, you see. And so it makes some logical sense. I mean, it's plausible that, you know, these guys know, hey, in so many years, we're going to go through a severe global cooling period. So they move all these Africans and Pakistanis and Afghanis up into Europe right before the deep freeze hits.
There's a method to their madness, of course. It all becomes clear, and I love the way you bring it out, Robert. Now, Robert, now be well, stay strong, and please know that there's people out here praying for your peace of mind. Okay, my friend?
All right. All right, man. Take care. I appreciate it, Chance. This got floated around all week. Flashback. Great Enslavement Reset architect Klaus Schwab brags. World Economic Forum penetrates cabinets of world leader. So he's talking to old David Gergen. That's who Alex Jones ambushed. That goes around in 2017. So at the Harvard Kennedy School of Institute of Politics, Schwab described how the World Economic Forum's modus operandi is to penetrate governments by installing its young global leaders. And then he gets on to Merkel, Putin, and then he gets into Trudeau, Judeau, Castro, at Argentina, and so forth and so on. And so and Macron, interesting. So, you know, the footage shows how globalism is essentially a mafia, with Schwab bragging about how global leaders of the World Economic Forum's young gang
They get these people all into these, and this is how you run an operation lockstep, where everybody's in lockstep, you see. Real nice, Schwab. Anyway, let's take James in Vancouver. James, what's on your mind?
Yeah, good evening. Remember a couple months ago I asked you when is interstate trucking going to do something, and up here it looks like they're doing something.
Well, let's just hope some sort of a provocateur sort of scenario or false flag doesn't bring this thing to a quick close, because you would like to see this. You would like to see him squeeze these people. You know, the guy up in Saskatchewan is saying he's going to take their side. I just saw that floating around in the headlines. So we'll see. You could bet some of our old alphabet boys are probably in the midst of those truckers as well.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. They could always use troops from the United States, because actually we don't have enough cops and major big tow trucks that'll move a Kenworth. You see, this is something they're not expecting, I don't think.
Well, and you know, you're guaranteed, with you guys being a crown province, you guarantee MI6 up the wazoo in there too.
Well, yeah. I got you there. You mentioned somebody from Saskatchewan. Who was that? Like, is that the
I just saw it. The premier of Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan said that he is like, I guess, empathetic and towards their view and this sort of thing. I just saw. I can't remember where it was. I've been all over the place getting ready for the broadcast, but I saw that.
Well. Another thing I want to mention, too, is I'm sure that, I'm positive, all the truckers south of the 49th parallel are on board with this, and they support the Canadian truckers, I'm sure, 110%, because the whole north-south trade has always been an issue for Ottawa, because we in the West have always wanted to trade north and south, not exactly east and west, you see. So this goes back politically a long time. And Trudeau's father there was a protest march when he first became prime minister back in the 60s. He came out to Saskatchewan, and all the farmers got their tractors, took him to the Capitol, and made some nasty comments about the way he was handling the wheat situation. So this kid that took over, the kid, obviously, he looks like Klaus Schwab is his father figure. I wanted to get that in there.
Okay.
Because, you know, Schwab says, the prime minister, I've got him around my little finger and the half of his cabinet. Yeah, well, okay. That's not going to fly. But anyway, well, thanks for taking my call. And
appreciate you listening. I mean, let's hope for the best. And, you've got things happening in other parts of Europe, where Denmark and the Czech Republic and so forth and so on, moving themselves back for now. But like I said last week, there could be some sort of another operation on the horizon to make it look like, well, we were going to pull back. We were going to try to return to normalcy, but then we got this, okay? And then so up on SHTF plan from 2 days ago, new variant. Is this one more fear or the real deal? NeoCov, NeoCov. It's almost like neocon with the N turned upside down. Now it's NeoCov, has a high mortality rate. According to CCP scientists, the new COVID-19 variant has a high mortality rate. The new variant called NeoCon. Oh, not nice. A new variant of coronavirus is also said to have a higher infection rate. Okay. And so they're saying it kills a lot more people, you see. Isn't that beautiful? Let's take Mark in Philadelphia. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hello, Robert. First of all, I want to ask you this reference that you gave. You called them the Space Busters. You said they're on BitChute?
Yeah, that's the name of the channel, Space Busters.
Okay, and what was the title
and
of that
the name of the
sharing?
It's Nano Man. It's probably the first or second one up on the channel. Probably one, two, or three down. It was the first one up yesterday. It's definitely worth a watch. It gets into the swabs and, you know, some of them being radioactive and then leaving behind all kinds of stuff that attacks the pineal gland of the person getting the alleged test, which I believe is just a depositing system of some sort of let's just say goodies to be left behind.
Well, I'm going to go down the rabbit hole on that one. What I want to bring up is, I think this was brought up a week ago, but I'm going to reaffirm it. Like a week ago or so, whenever the synagogue got attacked, right? And I don't believe in coincidences, okay? A few days later, now, I think somebody called in and brought this up to you. A few days later, on 60 Minutes, they had the story about Anne Frank. Now, here's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Did they put that up in the last minute, or did they pre-plan? I'm going to tell you, it's a script. They pre-planned it to remind us that they are all, those pretend special people are the ultimate victims, and we should remember that.
Well, as people get wiser and wiser to this interlocking mafia, and especially with pharma, with Bourla, and I got a great article that I've got to just scan over to the audience after the bottom of the hour, but Bourla and all the gangsters at Moderna and AstraZeneca and Janssen. I mean, look, and then they got their little guys like Howard Stern and so forth trying to keep everybody on the plantation. It's one big Jewish psychological warfare operation in order to get this biological monitoring / infertility / democide weapon system into everybody. You know, it's a multi-pronged attack, and it has multifaceted agenda. Kill you, and make sure you can't have no babies.
here's another one, a little bit off that course, but another coincidence. Did you find it very coincidental that earlier in the day in Pittsburgh, that bridge fell apart, but later...
Oh, yeah.
Biden was going to show up to remind us of the infrastructure, right?
Yeah, but then the Gateway Pundit and a couple of them said that there were some sort of, like, explosion-like things that happened with that bridge to where somebody almost took it out. So it's almost like, did somebody... did white hats pop that bridge off, or did black hats do it? And I don't know, you know, was it natural? You just don't know. I mean, there's so many angles to all these things.
Right. Now, here's the other one that I'm coming up with just come to me while listening to you. And that is this, the pretend special people. Okay. Now they're supposedly over there in their special place. They're vaccinating everybody, and most of them are just going right along with, and they're trying to show us that they're really standing by this, you know. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a setup, because they're setting themselves up to be the savior, to be the white knight on the white horse to save the day. Watch, Robert. That's what they're going to start planting seeds that they're the savior, and then people really can't question. They're the ultimate victim, but yet they're going to overcome it, and they're going to save us all. Watch.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah. Well, you're seeing some of the, you know, like, we'll look at Pope Francis and the Jesuits and the Vatican II gang over there. They're just as draconian with the quacks as everybody else, and just as bad as the Israelis, pretty much. And so there's already people saying that the Nazis, okay, are forcing this on the Jews in Israel, you see. And then some people are, I'm even watching some people saying, well, it's the Ashkenazis forcing the bad batches onto the Sephardics and the Mizraim, which is your non-white, you know, your non-Eastern European Jews. So I'm seeing all kinds of angles here. But thanks for the call, Mark. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
All right, we're back. Cindy Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. For James in Vancouver, I found it during the break. That was LifeSite News. Saskatchewan Premier offers support to Canadian truckers, promises to end COVID passports. My government supports your call to end the cross-border ban on unvaccinated truckers, and it is why, in the not-too-distant future, our government will be ending our proof of negative test, proof of vaccination policy in Saskatchewan, and that is Premier Scott Moe, M as in Mary, O-E. All right, so that's on LifeSite News, folks, if you want to find that there. Let's take Jack in Massachusetts. Jack, what is on your mind tonight?
Well, obviously, quite a bit. I'm so glad to talk to you, Robert. I never get a chance to talk with you because I normally work during your showtime, but we're under a snow lockdown here.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's thick and heavy and the real deal. It's like 10 or 12 degrees out there and 2 feet of snow basically. But I can't thank you enough. So I mean, I'll probably never get a chance to talk with you again unless I'm not working. But I really, every time your show comes on, I always make sure I've got Shazam working because I love your music.
It teaches
me a lot, and I really appreciate that. You know? And in the grand scheme of things, it's kind of corny, but I want to bring up the construct of the stupefaction of the mind. This is kind of like as old as time itself, but you know, when we say people are stupid, it's not a slander. It's kind of a commentary of the state of mind.
Well, you know, it's some of the smartest engineering and biomedical minds and people that are close to me. I'm talking smart people in their discipline. But when it comes to seeing, it's discernment. The stupefaction is in the discernment realm. It's been eradicated from the common man's.
It's from his
ethos. This thing that God gives to discern. It's been pulled from a lot of people due to the fact that, concept, study to show thyself approved and this sort of thing. People aren't putting the studying in to show themselves approved. They are not curious.
Agreed.
They're not curious.
It's a stupor. They're being put into a stupor. Yeah. And stupor,
it's like scales on the eyes. Scales on the eyes,
This definition of stupor implies a deadening of the mind and senses by shock, intoxication, and narcotics.
Yeah, hey, hold the line. I'm going to play this little clip, and then we'll come back because it kind of talks about this as far as taking this quaxine. And Dr. Tenpenny talks about, look, when these people, when they take that shot, she's looking at a further like curtain that goes down over their psyche as far as being able to just see the simple things. Mr. Producer, get clip 5 ready. But let's go ahead and play that real quick, and then I'll come back to you. Go ahead and roll 5.
I think after they get the first shot, because we do know that the spike protein could cross the blood-brain barrier and go into the brain and cause all kinds of havoc in your brain tissue. I mean, identified that in the 40 mechanisms of injury of how these shots can make you sick or kill you. So I think that perhaps once they get the first shot, their brains don't work right. And I think that the transmission from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated, it is a higher percentage than what we might think. That if you're not taking ivermectin, high doses of vitamin D, that you get these exposures and you don't feel well. We were talking about this in the office yesterday because some of the patients that come in are vaccinated. They don't tell us whether they are or not, and we don't ask them. But you can almost feel the difference when you've been in the office all day and been around a bunch of vaccinated people. You go home at night, you feel kind of brain foggy and kind of a headache. And those of us, we're actually even taking ivermectin prophylactically. So this is just not only a travesty of the people who've been injected, it's a travesty to the people who have not. Because you know the stated goal. The stated goal is to depopulate the planet, and the ones that are left either make them chronically sick or turn them into transhumanist cyborgs that can be controlled by and manipulated externally by 5G, by magnets, by all sorts of things. Now, I got dragged through the mud by the mainstream media when I said that in May of last year in front of the House Committee in Columbus. Well, guess what? It's all true. They talk, you know, the whole issue of quantum entanglement and how what these shots do in terms of the frequencies and the electronic frequencies that come inside of your body and hook you up to the Internet of Things, the quantum entanglement that happens immediately after you're injected, and you get hooked up to what they're trying to develop. It's called the hive mind, and they want all of us there as a node and as an electronic avatar that is an exact replica of us, except it's an electronic replica. It's not our God-given body that we were born with. And all of that will be running through the metaverse that they're talking about. All of these things are real, Stu, all of them. Yeah. And it's happening
right
now.
Go ahead and stop it there. Go ahead and stop it there. But think about this, and just think about that, Jack. But previous, before COVID, and the retardation or the stupefaction or whatever you want to call arrested development of people, and then boom, they get smacked with this operation, and then boom, they get hit with these weapons. Go ahead.
This is, you know, this professor at Harvard that was arrested, Charles Lieber.
Yeah.
Big
nanotech guy. Yeah. Yeah.
I've looked up his patents, and folks, everybody out there listening, this is not tin hat foil type stuff. This is real. His patents, Charles Lieber, is injectable electronics.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. You know, I mean, we're all walking around with these cell phones that are totally amazing. We can't even believe it. None of us know how it all works. But this stuff is being done at a level that stupefies the mind, Robert.
Yeah.
It does.
Well, what's crazy is, they've Michael Hoffman, the great Michael Hoffman II, the author, he wrote Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare a long time ago, and he really talked about the revelation of the method, which they did with Minority Report and all of these kind of dystopian, futuristic movies that they've dumped on us all these years. But when you look at a composite of all of these, this is what they're unloading on us right now. Yeah.
Well, I'm half thankful I'm alive to be able to dialogue with it. I'm really fearful for our younger generations. They're all in TikTok and the this and the that. I'm concerned. So I'm up here in the Northeast. We got slammed, got shut down. I got 50,000-60,000 people out here on Cape Cod. They got no power. We really need to get in touch with our source of energy and love. We got to love our neighbor. We got to love our town. We got to love our county that we live in, and that will translate into the country. We got to get real localized and in touch with each other. And I can't thank you enough for your show, Robert.
All right.
It's a big part of my life. Thank you, bud.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. You know, you got passages in the New Testament, especially talking about the love of many waxing cold, and talking about the state of humans in these times without natural affection. Look at the way people treat these animals. Look at what they do to these primates just for these sick tests. I mean, look at Fauci with letting the fleas eat these dogs, the beagles and all that. I mean, these people, I'll tell you, we've got some real demons. I mean, all these corporations that do this stuff to these animals, but think about what they're doing to humans as well.
The
jacking the baby's body parts, keeping them alive, harvesting them, just like the Chinese do to the Falun Gong, but they're doing it to our little babies. And then they sell their parts on the open market for thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Then they put the stuff in a flavoring for food, and they put it in the women's makeup. I mean, we're like straight Demonville society.
We're there, and I'm glad you're there, and I'm glad I'm here, Robert. I appreciate you and everybody in RBN, our listening audience, because we're one of a kind. And I'm going to tip my hat to John Stadtmiller and your father and your loss. And thank you for everything. Thank you.
All right, take care, Jack. Appreciate that, man.
Mr. Producer, get clip three ready. This is Cliff High, and he's talking about the next 3 years, and he's with Greg from USA Watchdog, and I got to fit some of this in because Cliff High gets into his kind of predictions, but he goes into some areas which I like when he's talking about when things reach a certain level, then you're going to have operator level people starting to, let's just say, do wet work on some of the evil button pushers and lever pullers in that are real movers and shakers in the societies. And I like kind of hearing his angle on that. And I'm sure you will. Let's go ahead and roll clip three.
It's breaking down in all the peripheral countries. We're seeing Czech Republic, Bulgaria, you know, all these various different small republics in the eastern part of Europe throw off all of the COVID restrictions. As that narrative, it was one of those things where it all had to be solid or it would automatically break down, because if you have one area where ivermectin worked or people that didn't get the jab, didn't get sick, something like that, it would stand out in sharp relief. And so since the powers that be that were pushing it, they reached a certain point where they realized they were not going to be able to get over a threshold that would allow them to sustain this. And they started going into a strategic retreat. Personally, I think the strategic retreat was decided upon a couple of months back, and we started seeing the effects of it about a month ago, and it will continue. We'll see more and more countries will abandon all of this, roll back all of the measures, and so on. They're basically, the whole narrative is going to crumble. As I said, as I forecast, it'll take about 3 weeks total for the majority of it to break down. There may be some holdouts that try and sustain some form of control and so on, but it's just not really going to wash. We have the example of many countries where people are very irritated and they're taking their government to task on these kinds of issues. Now that everybody realizes that it was a depopulation agenda at its core.
Yeah, I think Boris Johnson, I don't know how the United States and Canada are going to have to follow after that. I mean, right?
Australia and then New Zealand, et cetera. Yep. They can't sustain it when it crumbles around the whole world. Even in Australia now, they're saying, oh, hey, we can have airplanes come again, you know, international travel and this sort of thing, right? So it's breaking down. And the real horror is that is yet awaiting us, and that's when all of the people that have been harmed by these injections wake up and realize that harm, and have the natural emotions that will accompany that.
Well, you know, one of the things you also said was that that the CV-19, you said, originally you said, because I know you have to interpret the data, and you originally said that you thought it was going to be the virus, but you said, no, it's going to be the shots, and that the shots would go through Hollywood like a sigh, and no other group, I think they were paid to, get the shot, but... you said it would go through Hollywood like a sigh, and that apparently is happening. And what I think is bizarre is they are covering for the drug companies that are murdering them.
I can't fathom that mindset either. But you know, they say about the Stockholm syndrome and all of this kind of thing. If you've been brainwashed all your life, you're apparently going to accept it and die that way.
You think the worst is yet to come. I mean, they had these insurance actuarials, and I keep reminding myself, this is from 2021, and this was also from the CDC, a 40% increase in a certain age from the CDC. And this is 2021 data, a 40% increase. How do you think 2022 is going to shake out? Is it going to be, it's got to be much worse.
I think we're looking for at 3 years here, okay, before it peaks. So 2022, 2023, and 2024. There's a lot of stuff within the data that suggests that we'll, in 2024, we'll be at the tail off of it. We've got a number of very rough years ahead of us. Each year we'll in succession, we'll have more people dying off than in the year before, more infirmities, more illness, et cetera, more of a drain on the social order. Now, in these 3 years, we will take the globalists to tasks and hold them accountable for their crime. So it's not like we're just going to be sitting here. But it's going to be a very, very bad 3 year period of time for humanity, because we're going to be waking up. The vast majority of people that have taken the shots are going to be going through a red pill moment, not taking years, not taking even months or weeks. They'll be trying to absorb all this information in an extremely short period of time, and many of them will go ballistic. So I expect frequent, irregular, episodic instances of chaos, but it'll be sort of an organized chaos in the sense that the people that go crazy won't be lashing out. Most of them won't be lashing out at the society at large. They'll be going crazy and lashing out at their abusers, very specific individuals. So it wouldn't surprise me, for instance, to see many of the people that we now title the elite be picked off one by one by one, and basically removed from this planet by the actions of people that they have harmed over these last 2 years, that would be unpredictable and non-stoppable.
You had said early on in your data that you had, and you know, he says when you took a look at non-Democrats, you know, independents and Republicans, 75% were going to get the shots. I think that's what the coercion and the mandates were about. And I think it kind of surprised him, because you said 19 of 20 Democrats got this. Almost 100% Antifa and Black Lives Matter got this. I think this thing breaks apart, not because of the independents and Republicans that didn't get this. I think it breaks apart. I think and I've said this before, I think the Democrats go violently crazy.
I agree.
They figure out they've been poisoned.
I agree.
Do you?
And it's so at this point, it's one of these things where you need to stand back, okay? People need to understand that there will be a section of the social order that is going to go crazy in anger, grief, all of this, and there will be reactions, and it's best to not get yourself in the way of those reactions, especially if you're not like a law enforcement personnel kind of fellow that's trained in it, right? Because these will be very violent reactions to having been poisoned. And some of them, I expect, will be spectacularly so in terms of the violence of it. So it's not going to be wise to hang out around these elite guys.
Well, you know, Antifa's famous for circling, you know.
All right, you can stop this. I had two articles that I was really wanted to get to. I got a lot of clips. Man, a bunch of good stuff. The Border Patrol guys ripping on the Mexican head of the Border Patrol, calling him out. I had that one to play, but I want to take Dan in Washington. Dan, come on the line, but I wanted to cover this article real quick. National File. ADL declares Wendy Rogers the most extreme politician in America. Rogers thanks the losers for the award. All right. So after the ADL declared her to be the most extremist politician in the country, here's what she said. With her usual positive attitude, well, basically she said that she referred to herself as pure blood because she didn't get vaccinated. And words matter and words motivate people, and anti-Semitic tropes and hateful language can lead to actual physical violence, some San Diego head of the ADL said. With her usual positive attitude, Rogers responded to the report saying she was just moving the old Overton window. Thanks for the award, losers. I love all people, but I'm not going to sell out and moderate my opinions and positions because of you paid Soros hacks. So even some of your mainstream conservatives are really starting to go after the good old ADL, B'nai B'rith. And then information liberation, ADL changes the definition of racism, so only whites can be labeled as racist. So this is their new definition, the marginalization and or oppression of people of color based on socially constructed racial hierarchy that privileges white people. And so this is, you know, they get to play their little games, the good old Jewish mafia saying that only whites can be racist, and the little soulless rat, Greenblatt. Just look at a picture of the little guy, boy. What a slime. But anyway, let's take Dan in Washington. Dan, what's on your mind?
Yeah, your last clip when the guy was saying, you know, you're going to have all these people waking up, not in months and weeks, but really fast. And I thought, you know, when that happens, all you got to do to wake people up is just say, it's the Jews. You know, people up, it's the Jews. That wakes people up pretty fast. Anyway,
but listen, hold on the line, because I got to get this one in. This one got released from American Intelligence Media. AIM, like aim a rifle, the number 4, truth.org. And Global Genocide by King of the Jews, Israel Abraham Birla. And what's crazy is Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer, he hides a centuries-old family heritage interlocked with British Zionism and the Pilgrim Society New World Order scheme. And they're basically saying the Sephardic rabbinical Bourla family has been near royalty in Palestine since the 1700s. They conspired with the bankers Rothschild, Churchills, and the Board of Deputies of British Jews in the middle 1800s to make Israel a British colony masquerading as a Jewish state. So everybody, read this article, Global Genocide by King of the Jews, Israel Abraham Bourla, and he's the CEO of Pfizer, and there's a whole lot there, folks, and if you're not going to read this one, you're crazy, but go ahead, Dan.
I saw a video presentation he did to this Zionist, and he talked about, his family's escape from the Holocaust. And you can just tell it's a fake story. It's like they went to Auschwitz, they came back. They went to Auschwitz, they came back. You know, everybody else was shot. They haven't made it out. And then it's like, yeah, then we're running a big multinational liquor company two years later, you know. And but real quick, I just wanted to bring out, you got other stuff to get to, the Senator Ron Johnson. I watched that was really good, man.
I haven't had time to go through that yet, but I saw a bunch of clips. Yeah, it's like really heavy hitting and a total media blackout, of course.
Right there, you know, in the Capitol, and basically this calling Fauci out for, you know, basically murder, and talking about how they're killing people with remdesivir, and
Rundeath is near.
Right there.
Yeah. I've got to watch that. It's up on BitChute, 5 hours of testimony. You can find it, folks, that whole Ron Johnson thing. It's up there on BitChute. So.
That's all I got. Have a good show. Great show as usual, Robert. Thanks.
All right. Thanks. All right, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. Things are moving quickly. Keep your eyes open. Pray that no dumb stuff goes on up there in Ottawa. There's other trucker convoys starting to build now in the United States and Australia. So be on the lookout for some sort of provocateur synthetic terror incident run by the usual suspects, the alphabets of each country, and old Judo Castro, Justine up there. He needs to leave office and go hide somewhere. All right. See you guys next week.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-and-lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-and-lift?
Our EaseOff is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the EaseOff installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com. That's EaseOff.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.